You've been listening to the High School Game of the Week. Today's game has been brought to you by Profiler Performance Products. The Gem City Sports Network presents the High School Baseball Game of the Week. Today's game is being brought to you by Profiler Performance Products, by the USO, by Special Wish Foundation of Dayton in Southwest Ohio, by Profiler Inc., by the Ohio High School Athletic Association, Respect the Game, and by the Gem City Sports Network, your source for local sports in the Miami Valley. The Gem City Sports Network. Let's head out to the field for all the exciting play-by-play action of high school baseball. Here's the voice of the Gem City Sports Network, Doug Brown. Good afternoon, everybody, from Springfield Shawnee High School in Springfield, Ohio. We welcome you to the High School Game of the Week. Today's game features the Central Buckeye Conference game between the Indian Lake Lakers and the Shawnee Braves from Springfield. My name is Doug Brown. Thank you for joining us here on this Monday afternoon. Late start here. They had some bus transportation problems up at Indian Lake, and it's understandable. But the Lakers and the Braves will do battle. The Lakers come into this game with a record of 6-6 in the Mad River Conference. They are 8-7 overall. They've lost one in a row. And that was a loss to Tecumseh on Friday, 6-5. The Shawnee Braves come in at 5-6, 7-7 overall. They've lost one in a row. Need a picture of that. No, of the lineup. So, we're going to take a break. Be back with more after this.
Profiler Performance Products is an all-American manufacturer of racing cylinder heads and intake manifolds. From two-time drag week winner Jeff Lutz to the winningest bracket champions like Disco Dean Karn, Profiler Performance has become the overwhelming choice of drag racing's best-known name. Profiler Performance offers the absolute best bolt-on performance for cylinder heads and intake, utilizing their own in-house custom casting and CNC machining. For more information, visit ProfilerPerformance.com or find them on Facebook. Profiler Performance, they make power they haven't even used yet. Profiler Performance Products is an all-American manufacturer of racing cylinder heads and intake manifolds. From two-time drag week winner Jeff Lutz to the winningest bracket champions like Disco Dean Karn, Profiler Performance has become the overwhelming choice of drag racing's best-known name. Profiler Performance offers the absolute best bolt-on performance for cylinder heads and intake, utilizing their own in-house custom casting and CNC machining. For more information, visit ProfilerPerformance.com or find them on Facebook. Profiler Performance, they make power they haven't even used yet.
A Special Wish Foundation of Dayton has a new name. It is now a Special Wish Foundation Dayton and Southwest Ohio chapter. They now serve 20 counties in Southwest Ohio and work with families whose children are being seen at Dayton Children's and Cincinnati Children's Hospitals. The organization has granted over 1,800 wishes to those children battling life-threatening illnesses. To find out how you can help make a special wish come true, log on to their website at specialwishdayton.org or call them at 937-223-WISH. A Special Wish Foundation is a 501c3, and all funds stay within the local community to support local children.
No matter the threat or where the front line may be, our armed forces protect and defend us every day. But what does it take to strengthen our service members and keep them focused on the mission? What does it take to keep our military connected to family, home, and country? It takes a force. Be a force behind the forces. Join the USO in helping service members and their families. Give today at csohio.uso.org.
Profiler Inc. And back here at Shawnee High School, the Braves are taking infield, and they weren't. They had to wait till Indian Lake got here, so the Lakers will still have time to warm up and take infield. So we're going to. It's been a wild and crazy day, folks. I'll tell you that. It's a Monday, right? So. We're getting the lineup right now as we speak. We're going to take another break, and as soon as I get done with these lineups, I'll be back.
Your local source for custom graphics, including banners, decals, and custom apparel for your corporate, school, or personal needs. For more information, check us out on the web at www.profilerinc.com or on our Facebook page, Profiler Inc.
Hi, this is Doug Brown from the Gem City Sports Network. Throughout the years, we've provided coverage of a wide range of sports, including high school baseball, football, basketball, and soccer, as well as Central State Marauders football and basketball. You do baseball also. And do you know what the best part is? It's all free. That's right, absolutely free. We sincerely appreciate you tuning in to the Gem City Sports Network, your ultimate source for local sports here in the Miami Valley.
Hi, folks. I hope you're enjoying today's game. Back on March 14th, the Indian Lake area of Lakeview, Russell's Point, and Orchard Island was hit by a pretty bad tornado. They have plenty of supplies right now, but they still need your help financially. To donate money, go to uwlogan.org, or you can send your checks and money orders to United Way Logan County, 653 South Main Street, Bellefontaine, Ohio, 43315. Thank you for your help. It's greatly appreciated.
You know, I've been up to Indian Lake many times. I had a cabin up there, or my parents had a cabin up there on Orchard Island. I don't know what happened to it. I don't know if it's still around. I know Orchard Island got hit pretty bad. And hopefully I'll get up there one of these days to find out what the heck happened. But I do know that I knew some of the great people up there at Indian Lake. I used to go up there with the Muscular Dystrophy Association for the bass tournament, and I just like going up there to Indian Lake, period. I was the PA announcer for the girls' basketball team in 1998, and I met a lot of great people up there. And if you could help out by going to Logan County United Way and help them out. I know that it's tough up there, but hey, they're Lakers, and I know they're going to do okay. They're going to bounce back. I know that. You're Lakers. Yeah. So, we're, as soon as we get here. Still writing down the lineups for Indian Lake. As they just got here, they had some transportation difficulties. A glitch there, and I can understand why. Let's see here. All right, here we go with the starting lineups. And let's see here. Where else? To me. Okay. Here's the starting lineup, first of all, for the Indian Lake Lakers. They are, like I said, they are 7-7 overall. or they're 8-7 overall, 6-6 in the conference. They're in second place, a game behind the Graham Falcons. They will set this lineup. At shortstop, leading off is Madden Lillard. Batting second, the center fielder, Evan Manley. Batting third, the third baseman, Tyler Tidwell. Batting fourth, the right fielder, Dawson Finfrock. Batting fifth, the catcher, Burke Lillard. Batting sixth, the pitcher, Camden Tuttle. Batting seventh, the first baseman, and I hope I pronounce this right, it's Lane Tucci. Batting eighth, the DH, Bryce Burton. And batting ninth, the second baseman, Maddox Hall. Once again for the Lakers, Madden Lillard at short, Manley in center, Tidwell at third, Finfrock in right, Burke Lillard behind the plate, Cam Tuttle on the bump, Tucci at first, Burton the DH, and Hall is at second base. Once again, Tuttle on the mound for the Lakers. Tuttle making his second appearance. He's got one save on the year. Oh, wait a minute. No, I'm rocking the wrong guy. He is making his fifth appearance. He's 2-2 on the year. He's pitched 24 and a third innings, given up 15 hits, 9 runs, 3 earned, walked 6 and struck out 23, and has a .86 ERA. For the homestanding Shawnee Braves, leading off and playing center field would be Hayden Himes. Batting second, the shortstop, Joe Ross. Batting third, the third baseman, Luke Fennell. Batting fourth, the pitcher, Zach Hennigan. Batting fifth, the left fielder, Daniel Webb. Batting sixth, the second baseman, Caden Rader. Batting seventh, the catcher, Blake Bowen. Batting eighth, the DH, Mason Reeder. And batting ninth, the first baseman, Noah Belcher. Once again for Shawnee, it goes like this. Himes in center, Ross at short, Fennell at third. Hennigan on the mound, Webb in left, Rader at second. Bowen behind the plate, Rader the DH, and Belcher is at first base. On the mound, once again, is Zach Hennigan. For the Braves, Hennigan making his ninth appearance. He's 1-0 on the year. He's pitched 33 innings, given up 17 hits, 9 runs, 5 of them earned, walked 14 and struck out 42, as a 1.06 ERA. So this is a pretty good matchup for this afternoon's game. I don't see a very high-scoring affair, but then again, it's high school. So we're going to take another break. Be back with more after this timeout. You're listening to High School Baseball on the Gem City Sports Network.
Man, do I love card night. You ready, boys? You got a king?
Go, fix that!
Oh, come on! This is WWE superstar Titus O'Neil.
It only takes a moment to make a moment.
Take time to be a dad today. Learn more at 877-4DAD-411 or visit fatherhood.gov.
Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
You're listening to the Gem City Sports Network, your source for local sports in the Miami Valley, the Gem City Sports Network.
Profiler Performance Products is an all-American manufacturer of racing cylinder heads and intake manifolds. From two-time Drag Week winner Jeff Lutz to the winningest bracket champions like Disco Dean Karn, Profiler Performance has become the overwhelming choice of drag racing's best-known name. Profiler Performance offers the absolute best bolt-on performance for cylinder heads and intake, utilizing their own in-house custom casting and CNC machining. For more information, visit ProfilerPerformance.com or find them on Facebook. Profiler Performance, they make power they haven't even used yet.
No matter the threat or where the front line may be, our armed forces protect and defend us every day. But what does it take to strengthen our service members and keep them focused on the mission? What does it take to keep our military connected to family, home, and country? It takes a force. Be a force behind the forces. Join the USO in helping service members and their families. Give today at csohio.uso.org.
Profiler, Inc., your local source for custom graphics, including banners, decals, and custom apparel for your corporate, school, or personal needs. For more information, check us out on the web at www.profilerinc.com or on our Facebook page, Profiler, Inc.
Profiler Performance Products is an all-American manufacturer of racing cylinder heads and intake manifolds. From two-time Drag Week winner Jeff Lutz to the winningest bracket champions like Disco Dean Karn, Profiler Performance has become the overwhelming choice of drag racing's best-known name. Profiler Performance offers the absolute best bolt-on performance for cylinder heads and intake, utilizing their own in-house custom casting and CNC machining. For more information, visit ProfilerPerformance.com or find them on Facebook. Profiler Performance, they make power they haven't even used yet.
And back here at Shawnee High School in Springfield, glad you can join us on this Monday afternoon. A little bit of a late start. Indian Lake had some transportation problems. They finally got here. And after what they've been through all this year, I can understand why. So, but anyway, we are getting set for action as the Indian Lake is taking their infield as we speak. And not a bad crowd on hand for this Monday afternoon battle of the battle here at Indian Lake, or at Shawnee. Here we go. Other games today in the CBC, it goes like this. Northwestern is at Graham, London at Jonathan Alder. Urbana is at Kent Ridge. Ben Logan is at North Union, and Bell Fountain is at Tecumseh. Coming up a week from tomorrow night, the Shawnee Braves will be taking on the Battling Beavers of Beaver Creek at 6 p.m. down at Day Air Ballpark. Had a chance to call the UD Flyers yesterday in a great game. Flyers won it 7-6 in the bottom of the ninth inning with bases loaded. They hit a fly ball out towards shortstop. There was two down, and it fell between the shortstop and the left fielder. Two runs scored. Dayton wins it 7-6. Can't get any better than that, folks, unless it was a home run. But I've been doing Dayton all for the last couple of years. It's fun to do. Hope your kids get a chance to go down there and check them out. They've got three games left. They got in 2 weeks from this, 2 weeks, I guess it is, they play Rhode Island at home, final three games of the year. This week they're over at, Richmond to take on the Spiders, and then the following week they're in St. Louis to take on the Billikens. Billikens are in they're in first place. And then finally, another road game to Toledo, and then back home against Rhode Island. So, Indian Lake finishing up their warm-ups. And like I said, not a bad crowd on hand here. It's overcast. 79 degrees is our game time temperature. So, they're getting Lake's getting warmed up, so we're going to take another break. Be back with more after this timeout. You're listening to High School Baseball here on the Jump City Sports Network.
Profiler Performance Products is an all-American manufacturer of racing cylinder heads and intake manifolds. From two-time Drag Week winner Jeff Lutz to the winningest bracket champions like Disco Dean Karn, Profiler Performance has become the overwhelming choice of drag racing's best-known name. Profiler Performance offers the absolute best bolt-on performance for cylinder heads and intake, utilizing their own in-house custom casting and CNC machining. For more information, visit ProfilerPerformance.com or find them on Facebook. Profiler Performance, they make power they haven't even used yet.
A
A Special Wish Foundation of Dayton has a new name. It is now a Special Wish Foundation Dayton and Southwest Ohio chapter. They now serve 20 counties in Southwest Ohio and work with families whose children are being seen at Dayton Children's and Cincinnati Children's Hospitals. The organization has granted over 1,800 wishes to those children battling life-threatening illnesses. To find out how you can help make a special wish come true, log on to their website at specialwishdayton.org or call them at 937-223-WISH. A Special Wish Foundation is a 501c3, and all funds stay within the local community to support local children.
No matter the threat or where the front line may be, our armed forces protect and defend us every day. But what does it take to strengthen our service members and keep them focused on the mission? What does it take to keep our military connected to family, home, and country? It takes a force. Be a force behind the forces. Join the USO in helping service members and their families. Give today at csohio.uso.org.
Profiler, Inc., your local source for custom graphics, including banners, decals, and custom apparel for your corporate, school, or personal needs. For more information, check us out on the web at www.profilerinc.com or on our Facebook page, Profiler, Inc. Hi, this is Doug Brown from the Gem City Sports Network. Throughout the years, we've provided coverage of a wide range of sports, including high school baseball, football, basketball, and soccer, as well as Central State Marauders football and basketball. You do baseball also. And do you know what the best part is? It's all free. That's right, absolutely free. We sincerely appreciate you tuning in to the Gem City Sports Network, your ultimate source for local sports here in the Miami Valley. Hi, folks. I hope you're enjoying today's game. Back on March 14th, the Indian Lake area of Lakeview, Russell's Point, and Orchard Island was hit by a pretty bad tornado. They have plenty of supplies right now, but they still need your help financially. To donate money, go to uwlogan.org, or you can send your checks and money orders to United Way Logan County, 653 South Main Street, Belle Fountain, Ohio. Hi, folks. I hope you're enjoying today's game. Back on March 14th, the Indian Lake area of Lakeview, Russell's Point, and Orchard Island was hit by a pretty bad tornado. They have plenty of supplies right now, but they still need your help financially. To donate money, go to uwlogan.org, or you can send your checks and money orders to United Way Logan County, 653 South Main Street, Belle Fountain, Ohio, 43311. Thank you for your help. It's greatly appreciated.
I'm back here at Shawnee High School in Springfield. We welcome you back to the high school game of the week as Indian Lake is just finishing up their infield warm-ups as they got here a little late. And, we've been doing this. I've been doing this for several years, 12 years here on the Gem City Sports Network, 45 overall. And this has been a lot of fun. It's been a dream of mine to be able to come out to these games. And got a nice little kick by, I don't know if he plays soccer or not. But he's a backup third baseman. But anyway, we've been doing this for 12 years for GCSN. And we've been up here a couple of times for football, I believe. And, we've lost our funding with Google. They closed our account for some reason, and we are asking if you would be interested in donating to the Gem City Sports Network. Log on to our website, gemcitysports.com, and you can, if you'd like to donate, we'd appreciate it. If not, that's okay, too. So, once again, thank you for tuning in to today's game between Indian Lake and the Braves of Shawnee High School. The guy that did the boxes, the batter's box, did a great job. He did it. I don't think he had an outline. If he did, it'd be something else. If he had it. So Indian Lake will be wearing their black jerseys, gray pants, white numbers with red a red L on their front, or IL on their front. So, just getting set for action here. Once again, the starting lineups go like this. For Indian Lake, it'll be Madden Lillard leading off, playing shortstop. Evan Manley will be in center field, batting second. Batting third, the third baseman, Tyler Tidwell. Batting fourth, the right fielder, Dawson Finfrock. Batting fifth, the catcher, Burke Lillard. Batting sixth, the pitcher, Cam Tuttle. Batting eighth, the first baseman, Lane Tucci. Batting eighth, the DH, Bryce Burton. And batting ninth, the second baseman, Maddox Hall. Once again, for Indian Lake, Madden Lillard at shortstop, Manley at second, or in center, Tidwell at third. Finfrock in right, Burke Lillard behind the plate, Tuttle on the bump. Tucci at first, Burton in left, and also DH, and Hall is at second base. So Indian Lake is now clearing the field, and they will get set to, the umpires are here. They are set and ready to go here at Indian Lake. 5:52 is our start, the time. Glad you can join us on this Monday afternoon. So, and for the Shawnee Braves, it goes like this. Hayden Himes will lead off, play center field. Joe Ross will be batting second at shortstop. Batting third at third base, Luke Fennell. Batting fourth, the pitcher, Zach Hennigan. Batting fifth, the left fielder, Daniel Webb. Batting sixth, the second baseman, Caden Rader. Batting seventh, the catcher, Burke Bowen. Batting eighth, the DH and Mason Reeder. Batting ninth, the first baseman, Noah Belcher. Once again for Shawnee, Himes in center, Ross at short, Fennell at third. Hennigan on the mound, Webb in left, Rader at second. Bowen behind the plate, Reeder, the DH, Belcher is at first base. So the coaches are going to meet with the umpires at the home plate area. I think Indian Lake's going to go to their red jerseys. So I was wrong. We're going to take another short break. I know you're tired of hearing the commercials. We'll try to do commercial free for a while. After this, you're listening to the High School Game of the Week on the Gem City Sports Network.
Man, do I love card night. You ready, boys? You got a king?
Go fix that!
Oh, come on!
This is WWE superstar Titus O'Neil.
It only takes a moment to make a moment.
Take time to be a dad today. Learn more at 877-4DAD-411 or visit fatherhood.gov.
Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
You're listening to the Gem City Sports Network, your source for local sports in the Miami Valley, the Gem City Sports Network.
Profiler Performance Products is an all-American manufacturer of racing cylinder heads and intake manifolds. From two-time drag week winner Jeff Lutz to the winningest bracket champions like Disco Dean Karn, Profiler Performance has become the overwhelming choice of drag racing's best-known name. Profiler Performance offers the absolute best bolt-on performance for cylinder heads and intake, utilizing their own in-house custom casting and CNC machining. For more information, visit ProfilerPerformance.com or find them on Facebook. Profiler Performance, they make power they haven't even used yet.
And back here at Shawnee High School in Springfield, Ohio, we're getting set as the managers have decided to left the home plate area, and we will have our national anthem here for today's game. Wish I had a penny, a dollar for it.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome again this afternoon to Shawnee Baseball, the visiting Indian Lake Lakers. defensively this afternoon as the Braves begin to take the field right before national anthem. We will have Hayden Hines in center field tonight, Joey Ross at shortstop, Zach Hennigan pitch, Daniel Webb in left field, Caden Rader second base, Blake Bowen will be catching, Mason Reeder designated hitter, Noah Williams in right field, and Noah Belcher in first base. Ladies and gentlemen, if you would please, we'd like you to stand, face out towards the center field, and remove your hats, gentlemen, as we will stand for the playing. Of our national anthem.
National anthem here at Shawnee High School.
Thank you, everyone.
As the Lakers in their red jerseys with black numbers and white trim. The Braves in their black jerseys with yellow lettering. So sit back and enjoy today's game between the Lakers and the Braves here at Shawnee High School. Once again, other games today in the CBC goes like this. Northwestern is at Graham, London at Jonathan Alder, Urbana at Kenton Ridge, Ben Logan at North Union, and Bell Fountain is at Tecumseh. Defensively for the Braves, it goes like this. Belcher at first, Rader at second, Ross at short, Fennell at third, Webb in center, or in left, Himes in center, Williams in right, Bowen behind the plate, and Hennigan on the mound for the Lakers. Hennigan making his ninth appearance of the year. He is 1-0 with 30, he's pitched 33 innings, given up 17 hits, 9 runs, 9 runs, 5 earned. 14 walks, 42 strikeouts, and a 1.06 ERA. He will face the top of the order for the Lakers. And that would be Mane Lillard, Evan Manley, and Tyler Tidwell due up for the Lakers here in the top half of the first inning. And we are getting set to start here at Shawnee High School.
Will be the shortstop, Madden Lillard. Evan Manley.
Madden Lillard will lead it off for the Lakers. He's batting 184 with no home runs and 5 runs batted in. He's got a triple to his name also.
Brad.
So here's the first pitch. We are underway in a fly ball heading out towards right field. Going over is the center fielder and a right fielder. Center fielder in Himes has it. One pitch, one out. Evan Manley will be at the plate. Manley fouls one back, 0-1. Yeah, swing and a miss by Manley. 0-2 the count. Manley playing center field. There's a pitch. Ground ball third base side. And Nice play by the coach down to third base. Gold Glover right there.
Next up for the Lakers, center fielder, number 5, Evan Manley.
0-2 the count to Manley. Here's the pitch. Just misses inside for a ball. One ball and two strikes. Here's a pitch by Hennigan to foul back into the screen. Count stays. One ball, two strikes. 1 down here in the top half of the first inning from Shawnee High School in Springfield. There's a windup and a pitch by Hennigan. Up high for ball 3, 3-2.
There you go.
3 balls, 2 strikes. 1 down here in the first. Here's the pitch. Up high, make that ball 3. He's got the scoreboard working. 3 balls and 2 strikes to the count to Manley. 1 out. Madden Lillard flew out to center field. Here's the pitch. Little loop right towards short. Shortstop.
Joey Ross secures that
and
ball
Ross
for the second half of the inning.
Has it, and there's 2 down. That'll bring up Tyler Tidwell. Tidwell batting 265 with a home run and 8 runs batted in.
Tyler Tidwell.
He's also got a double. So 2 down here in the bottom of the top of the first inning. Here's the pitch. Pitches down low for ball. 1 ball, 1 and no strikes. There's a pitch and a flight drive right at Hennigan.
Cat-like reactions by the
he
Hennigan.
Snagged that like a frog snagging a fly out of the air.
That makes 3 outs.
So that's going to do it for the Lakers here in the
nobody
first inning.
On, nobody left.
No yeah, runs, no and hits, no errors, no nobody left. And at the end of a half inning, it's the Lakers nothing and the Braves coming up. You're listening to the High School Game of the Week on the Gem City Sports Network.
No matter the threat or where the front line may be, our armed forces protect and defend us every day. But what does it take to strengthen our service members and keep them focused on the mission? What does it take to keep our military connected to family, home, and country? It takes a force. Be a force behind the forces. Join the USO in helping service members and their families. Give today at csohio.uso.org. No matter the threat or where the front line may be.
Profiler, Inc., your local source for custom graphics, including banners, decals, and custom apparel for your corporate, school, or personal needs. For more information, check us out on the web at www.profilerinc.com or on our Facebook page, Profiler, Inc.
Back here at Shawnee High School, no scores. We move to the bottom half of the first inning. It'll be Himes, Ross, and Fennell do up for the
visiting Lakers as they take the
Braves here in the bottom of the first inning. Defensively for Indian Lake, it goes like this. Tucci behind
center fielder
at first, Hall at second.
Evan Manley.
Lillard, Madden Lillard is at short. Tidwell's at third. Burton in left. Manley in center. Finfrock in right.
Today, number 2.
And
at pitching, number 21.
Lowered behind the plate, and that is Burkeville lowered and Tuttle on the mound for Indian Lake.
And at second base this afternoon.
Hayden Himes will step to the plate for the Braves.
For your Braves, Hayden Himes, number 7.
Hayden Himes batting 321 with no home runs, 4 runs batted in. He's walked 11 times on the year. He's got a double to his name also. Here's the windup and a pitch by Tuttle. Pitches in there for a high for a ball. 1 ball, no strikes. Tuttle making his 6th appearance. He's 2-2 on the year. Next pitch is in there for a called strike, 1-1. He's pitched 1 inning and has no ERA. Here's the pitch. Grounder. Into left field for a base hit for Himes.
Himes, base hit right into 5-6 hole.
That'll bring up Joe Ross.
Number 2 hitter for your Braves. Number 12, shortstop, Joey Ross.
Joey Ross will step to the plate, batting 289 with no home runs and 3 runs batted in. So the first batter on for the Braves is Hayden Himes. Luke Fennell on deck. There's a stretch. He looks over at first base a couple of times. Now he delivers. And a ground ball this time to the shortstop. Over to second for one. Over to first, and he throws it away, and it goes to the screen. So it goes 6-4.
Fielder's choice, Ross safe at first.
Fielder's choice for Ross. That'll bring up Luke Fennell. Fennell batting .405 with no home runs and 8 runs batted. He's got 2 doubles and a triple to his name. So Fennell standing in the batting right-handed. They throw over to first base. Runner back safely. Got his pants a little dirty. Tuttle looking in at Bowen. Now he sets. Looks back over at first base. Now throws over. Almost caught him napping. Nobody out. Or one down here in the top, bottom of the first inning. No score. Here's a stretch by Tuttle, and he delivers. In there for called strike at the knees. So over to first, and they almost got him this time. Good move over there by Tuttle. Here's a stretch by Tuttle. And delivers. They never called strike two. I can't see the time. They're not putting the count up on the board. So I think it's 2-2 to Luke Fennell. And a dirt for ball 3-2. 3 balls, 2 strikes, 1 down here in the here's the stretch. As the sun coming out, they throw over to first as Ross gets back.
1 ball, 2 strikes on Fennell.
Fennell stepping back in. Now he's set, and now Tuttle delivers. Ground ball to the shortstop. Over to second for one. Over to first. In time, double play. 6-4-3 on the putout. So no runs on a hit. No errors. Nobody left at the end of one inning of play here at Shawnee High School. No score. Back after this.
No score.
Profiler Performance Products is an all-American manufacturer of racing cylinder heads and intake manifolds. From two-time drag week winner Jeff Lutz to the winningest bracket champions like Disco Dean Karn, Profiler Performance has become the overwhelming choice of drag racing's best-known name. Profiler Performance offers the absolute best bolt-on performance for cylinder heads and intake, utilizing their own in-house custom casting and CNC machining. For more information, visit ProfilerPerformance.com or find them on Facebook. Profiler Performance, they make power they haven't even used yet. Profiler Performance Products is an all-American manufacturer of racing cylinder heads and intake manifolds. From two-time drag week winner Jeff Lutz to the winningest bracket champions like Disco Dean Karn, Profiler Performance has become the overwhelming choice of drag racing's best-known name. Profiler Performance offers the absolute best bolt-on performance for cylinder heads and intake, utilizing their own in-house custom casting and CNC machining. For more information, visit ProfilerPerformance.com or find them on Facebook. Profiler Performance, they make power they haven't even used yet.
Yeah, back here at Shawnee High School. Indian Lake nothing, and the Shawnee Braves nothing here as we move to the second inning. It'll be Finfrock, Lillard, and Tuttle do up for the Lakers here in inning number 2.
In the top of the second, number 24, right fielder, Dawson Finfrock.
So here's a windup and a pitch by Hennigan. Just misses inside for a ball. 1 ball, no strikes. We are on top of the third base dugout, so it's kind of hard to see the breaking pitch, I think, is on that one. Pitches inside for a ball. 2 balls and no strikes. Okay, I see it now. Here's a pitch. Ground ball to the shortstop. Picking it up. Over in first. Got him. That was Ross to Hall. Or Ross to Belcher.
Take a look easy. one out.
So that'll bring up Burke Lillard.
And that'll
Burke Lillard
up
batting 267 with no home runs and five runs batted in.
Burke Lillard.
So one down. Here's a windup and a pitch by Hennigan. Swing and a miss, strike one. No balls, no strike to count. To Burke Lillard, the catcher. Here's another pitch in the dirt. Ball one. One ball, one strike to count. They got about an 8-foot high fence. It goes down to 4 feet out in center field. Swing and a miss, strike two. A ball and two strikes to count to Burke Lillard, the catcher. There's a windup by Hennigan and the pitch. Called strike three. First strikeout for Hennigan, and that'll bring up Camden Tuttle, the pitcher.
Your two-out hitter
Tuttle
for the Lakers pitcher.
Batting 109 with no home runs and four runs batted in. Glad you joined us on this Monday afternoon. First pitch is in there for a cold strike to Camden Tuttle on deck, Lane Tucci. Here's the pitch. Fly ball out towards Daniel Webb. It goes over his head. That's going to be a base hit. And going into second base is Tuttle. It's going to be a single and an error on Webb out in right field or left field as it bounced over his head.
Single by the pitcher Tuttle. That brings up the first base for number 11. That'll
bring
Lane
up
Tukey.
Lane Tukey is his name. Batting 150 with no home runs and four runs batted in. So the first hit of the game goes to Tuttle.
Hey, play the one. Get the out.
Hennigan steps off the rubber. Now he sets and fires. Just misses outside for a ball. One ball, no strikes. To Tukey. Make it two balls and no strikes. Here's a pitch. Just in there for a called strike one. 2-1. Two balls, one strike. Two down here in the top half of inning number two. Here's a pitch. Ground ball foul down the first base side. Off the fencing. Two balls and two strikes to count to Tukey. Here's the pitch. In there for called strike three. So, two strikeouts this inning. No runs, a hit.
One left on.
No runs, a hit. There was an error.
One and a half. Still scored.
One left on. At the end of an inning and a half, it's Indian Lake nothing and the Braves nothing. Back after this.
A Special Wish Foundation of Dayton has a new name. It is now a Special Wish Foundation Dayton and Southwest Ohio chapter. They now serve 20 counties in Southwest Ohio and work with families whose children are being seen at Dayton Children's and Cincinnati Children's Hospitals. The organization has granted over 1,800 wishes to those children battling life-threatening illnesses. To find out how you can help make a Special Wish come true, log on to their website at specialwishdayton.org or call them at 937-223-WISH. A Special Wish Foundation is a 501c3, and all funds stay within the local community to support local children.
No scores. We move to the bottom half of the second inning. Each team has a hit. That'll bring up Hennigan, Webb, and Rader due up here for the Braves here in inning number two. They had a base hit in the first inning. Hayden Hines led off with a base hit to left field. So Hennigan will step to the plate. Hennigan on the year. Zach Hennigan batting 286 with no home runs and five runs batted in. There's a ground ball slow roller to the first baseman. Tookie, and he's got it. One up, one down. One pitch, one out. That'll bring up Daniel Webb. Webb does not have a batting average. He has yet to step to the plate.
Next up for the Braves, third base, or left fielder, number 3, Daniel Webb.
So Daniel Webb stepping to the plate for the Braves. So once again, Tuttle getting a sign. Now he winds and fires. Pitches outside, a little high for a ball. One ball and no strikes to Daniel Webb. Tuttle gets a sign. Now he winds and delivers. In there for a called strike. Umpire a little slow on the strike call, but because we got to figure out what it is. And that goes with every umpire. Foul back. A ball and two strikes to count to Daniel Webb here in the top half or bottom half of the second inning. Tuttle getting the sign. Now he winds and delivers. In the dirt, 2-2. Caden Rader on deck. Two balls, two strikes, one down here in the bottom of the second inning. Tuttle getting the sign from his catcher. Here's the pitch. Swing and a miss, strike 3. As Webb is down on strikes.
Your second baseman, number 8, Caden Rader.
So that'll bring up Caden Rader. Rader batting 160 with no home runs and 3 runs batted in. Here's the pitch. Grounded, this time to the shortstop. Lillard over to first. 3 up, 3 down. So that's going to do it for the Braves here in the second. No runs, no hits, no errors, nobody left. And at the end of 2, no score between the Lakers and the Braves. Back after this.
No matter the threat or where the front line may be, our armed forces protect and defend us every day. But what does it take to strengthen our service members and keep them focused on the mission? What does it take to keep our military connected to family, home, and country? It takes a force. Be a force behind the forces. Join the USO in helping service members and their families. Give today at csohio.uso.org.
Coming up next week here on the Gem City Sports Network, we will be down at Day Air Ballpark on Tuesday, Wednesday, Friday, and Saturday. They have the Bob Ross Classic down there, a high school showcase classic, and the Shawnee Braves will be down there as they will take on the Battling Beavers of Beaver Creek next Tuesday at 6 p.m. down at Day Air Ballpark. It's a great opportunity for the kids to for the players to get out there and play on the same field as Joey Votto and Adam Dunn, Ellie De La Cruz, and more. So, and you can't forget some of the visitors that come in, like Fernando Tatis and Albert Pujols. So some of the big stars that are up there in the majors right now came right through here in Dayton.
Bryce Burton, Maddox Hall.
Bryce Bowen will take that back. Bryce Burton will lead it off. Burton batting 250 with no home runs, 3 runs batted in. Takes first pitch for a ball. 1 ball, no strikes. Maddox Hall on deck, and then it's the top of the order. Swing and a foul back. One ball and one strike to Bryce Burton. There's a windup and a pitch by Hennigan. In there for a called strike. He had to think about it there for a second. A ball and two strikes to count to the leadoff hitter, Bryce Burton, here in the third inning. Here's the windup and a pitch. Swing and a miss. Strike 3. So the third strikeout for Hennigan.
Next for the Lakers, number 4, second baseman Maddox Hall.
That'll bring up Maddox Hall. Hall batting 174 with no home runs and a run batted in. Here's the pitch. Here's a little looper out towards first. And first baseman in Belcher had a hard time finding it, but he got it, and the sun was right in his eyes, too.
Back to the top. Shawnee Braves,
That'll bring up the top of the order in Madden Lillard. Lillard flied out to center field. One pitch, first pitch to him was a ball, one ball, no strikes. But he hit the first pitch out to center field, and Himes got it. Here's the pitch. Down low for a ball. One ball, or let's see, what is that? I think it's 1-1. Make it 2-0. Here's the pitch. Grounder. This time to the second baseman, Rader. He's got to pick it up. Fires over to first. Three down.
4-3 on the out.
So at the end of that does it for the Lakers here in the third. No runs, no hits, no errors, nobody left. At the end of 2.5, it's the Braves nothing and the Lakers nothing. We shall return after this timeout. You're listening to the High School Game of the Week on the Gem City Sports Network.
Profiler, Inc., your local source for custom graphics, including banners, decals, and custom apparel for your corporate, school, or personal needs. For more information, check us out on the web at www.profilerinc.com or on our Facebook page, Profiler, Inc. Profiler, Inc., your local source for custom graphics, including banners, decals, and custom apparel for your corporate, school, or personal needs. For more information, check us out on the web at www.profilerinc.com or on our Facebook page, Profiler, Inc.
Hi, this is Doug Brown from the Gem City Sports Network. Throughout the years, we've provided coverage of a wide range of sports, including high school baseball, football, basketball, and soccer, as well as Central State Marauders football and basketball. You do baseball also. And do you know what the best part is? It's all free. That's right, absolutely free. We sincerely appreciate you tuning in to the Gem City Sports Network, your ultimate source for local sports here in the Miami Valley.
Back here at Shawnee High School in Springfield, Blake Bowen will lead it off for the Braves. A pop-up pitcher, Tuttle has it, and there's one down. One pitch, one out. That'll bring up Mason Rader.
One out now.
Rader, where is he at here? All right, I'm on here. There's a flat ground ball right to the first baseman. He's going to step on the bag, and it's quickly two pitches, two outs. That'll bring up Noah Belcher. Belcher batting 154 with no home runs and a run batted in.
First baseman number 11, Noah Belcher.
So two down, two pitches, two outs here in the third. This game moving along very quickly. So we got started right about 6 o'clock. Here's the windup and the pitch. Grounder to the second baseman. Hall picks it up, fires over to first. So three pitches, three outs. That's going to do it for the Braves. No runs, no hits, no errors, nobody left at the end of three complete. It's the Braves, nothing, and the Lakers, nothing. Back after this.
You're listening to the Gem City Sports Network, your source for local sports in the Miami Valley, the Gem City Sports Network. You're listening to the Gem City Sports Network, your source for local sports in the Miami Valley, the Gem City Sports Network.
Hi, folks. I hope you're enjoying today's game. Back on March 14th, the Indian Lake area of Lakeview, Russell's Point, and Orchard Island was hit by a pretty bad tornado. They have plenty of supplies right now, but they still need your help financially. To donate money, go to uwlogan.org, or you can send your checks and money orders to United Way Logan County, 653 South Main Street, Bellefontaine, Ohio, 43311. Thank you for your help. It's greatly appreciated.
And back here at Shawnee High School, as Zach Hennigan is finishing up his warm-ups. No score. Each team has one hit. Springfield Shawnee has one error. So
we have our center fielder, Evan Manley, Tyler Tidwell, and Dawson Finfrock, number five.
So Evan Manley will lead off the fourth inning for the Lakers. He flied to short his first time up, takes first pitch outside for a ball. One ball, no strikes. No runs, a hit. Swing and a miss. Strike one. No runs, one hit, no errors for the Lakers. No hits, or no runs, no hits, or one hit and one error for Shawnee. Here's a pitch up high for ball. Two balls and a strike. Here's a windup and a pitch by Hannigan. Ground ball foul. So we're waiting on. No, we're not. They have a baseball. Here's Hennigan, delivers. This is outside for a ball. There's a windup in the pitch by Hennigan. Swing and a miss, strike two. Or make that strike three. So the fourth strikeout for Hennigan. That will bring up Tyler Tidwell, who flied out. Lined right back to Hennigan, who snagged that out of the air real quick. Like, here's a pitch and a ground ball to shortstop. Over the first, two down. Two. These kids are not clowning. They're not messing around today.
Noah Belcher, 6-3 on the out. Your right fielder, 24, Dawson Finfrock.
Dawson Finfrock will step to the plate here for the Lakers. Takes first pitch in there for a called strike one. Finfrock grounded out to short his first time up. Hennigan gets the sign. Now he winds and delivers. Ground ball right back past him. It's going to be a tough play by the second baseman, and not in time. As Finfrock beats it out, as a slow roller went past Hennigan, Raider picked it up, did not have enough time to get over there to throw it over to Belcher. And
Finfrock,
second hit of the game for the Lakers. Now to bring up Burke Lillard, who struck out looking his last time up, his first time up. Here, to play here in the bottom half of the, or top half of the fourth inning.
Catcher number two, Burke Lillard.
Lillard stepping in, batting left-handed as Hennigan looks over at first base and throws over. Finfrock on the year. That was five stolen bases. There's a pitch. And there's a ball called on Hennigan.
Runner moves to second.
So Balk moves Finfrock over to second. There's a stretch by Hennigan. And fires. In there for a called strike. No balls and a strike. Here's a pitch. Fly ball heading out towards center field. Under nothing. And off the glove of the center fielder, Himes, and going into second base is Lillard, and a run scores. It's 1-0 Indian Lake.
Center.
That'll be an error on the center fielder. An unearned run as Himes had it.
Camden Tuttle.
He had a beat on it, and it just went off his glove. There's a pitch. In there for a called strike one. The ball's in a strike to Tuttle. Second error on the game for the Braves. Here's the pitch. One ball, one strike. To Burke Lillard. Strikeout. Victim in the second inning. Here's the pitch. Fly ball heading out towards center. Himes going back, and grabs it this time over the shoulder catch.
Nice over the shoulder catch by Hayden Himes.
And that's going to do it for the...
One run, though, in the inning.
They do get a run on a hit. It was an error.
1-0.
One runner left. At the end of three and a half, it's the Lakers 1 and the Braves nothing. Back after this.
Coming up for the Braves, the next half inning.
When is the best time to talk to your family about staying in touch during a disaster? When floodwaters reach your door? When wildfires are engulfing the edge of your neighborhood? Or an earthquake is destroying buildings? Or is the best time perhaps today? During a disaster, you may not be able to stay in touch with your family or friends as easily as you think. Go to ready.gov/communicate and make your emergency plan today. Don't wait. Communicate. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
You're listening to the Gem City Sports Network, your source for local sports in the Miami Valley, the Gem City Sports Network.
We move to the bottom half of the second inning, or bottom half of the fourth inning. A game that is moving very quickly. It will be for the Braves, the top of the order in Himes, Ross, and Fennell. Himes has the only hit for the, take it back. Yeah, he has the only hit for Shawnee.
Leading off for the Braves.
So,
fielder, number 7, Hayden Himes.
Hayden Himes will lead it off for Shawnee, trailing 1-0 here in the bottom half of the fourth inning. So Tuttle going back to the mound once again. He's going to get the sign. Now he winds and delivers the first pitch. In there for a called strike one. To Hayden Himes, the center fielder. Next pitch is down low in the dirt. One ball, one strike. Bottom half of the fourth inning already. Here's a windup in the pitch. And there for called strike two. One ball, two strikes to count.
1-2 on the batter.
We are only 33 minutes into this game. Pitches. Misses for a ball. 2-2 the count. Already in the top bottom half of the fourth inning. Quick moving game. Here's the windup and the pitch. Grounder, first base side, but foul. Count stays 2 balls, 2 strikes. Braves will be down at Dayer Ballpark on Tuesday of next week. Come on out. Called strike three. So another second strikeout for Tuttle.
One out hitter, number 12, Joey Ross.
So I'll bring up Joey Ross. Ross grounded it into a fielder's choice. It pitches in there for a called strike one. The ball's in a strike to Ross. There's pitching a swing and a hefty cut by Ross, 0-2. Over to Cascai, 79 degrees. Here's the pitch. Pop up, back out of play. Count stays 0-2 to Joey Ross. Pitch in there for called strike three. So two strikeouts in the inning, third overall for Tuttle. And that will bring up Luke Fennell, grounded out into a double ending double play to end the first inning. Tuttle delivers. Ground ball foul down the third base side. Tuttle getting the sign once again. Now he rocks and fires. And there for called strike two.
We're never swing it right down the middle.
0-2 the count. There's a windup in the pitch. Just misses a little bit outside for a ball. One ball and two strikes.
Protect the outside. Protect the outside.
Here's a windup by Tuttle. Sigh for ball two. Two balls and two strikes. Tuttle working quickly. Here's the windup and the 2-2 pitch. Called strike three. Strikes out the side. All of them looking.
Strikes out.
So that
the
is
side.
The fourth strikeout for Tuttle. For the Braves, no runs, no hits, no errors, nobody left. And at the end of four complete here at Shawnee High School, it's the Braves, or the Lakers 1 and the Braves nothing. Back after this timeout. You're listening to the High School Game of the Week on the Gem City Sports Network.
Profiler Performance Products is an all-American manufacturer of racing cylinder heads and intake manifolds. From two-time drag week winner Jeff Lutz to the winningest bracket champions like Disco Dean Karn, Profiler Performance has become the overwhelming choice of drag racing's best-known name. Profiler Performance offers the absolute best bolt-on performance for cylinder heads and intake, utilizing their own in-house custom casting and CNC machining. For more information, visit ProfilerPerformance.com or find them on Facebook. Profiler Performance, they make power they haven't even used yet.
1-0 is our score as we move to the top half of the fifth inning here at Shawnee High School in Springfield. Indian Lake will send up Tukey, Burton, and Hall here in the top half of inning number 5. Run, 2 hits, no errors for Indian Lake. No runs, a hit, 2 errors for the Shawnee Braves. So Tukey will lead it off. He struck out looking his first time up. So the Lakers leading at 1-0 here in the fifth. Tukey will lead it off.
Lead off for the Lakers, number 11, and first baseman Lane Tukey.
So Lane Tukey will step in, batting left-handed. There's a windup on the pitch by Hennigan. Pitches in there for a called strike one. No balls and a strike. Here's the pitch. Pitches high for a ball. One ball, one strike. To Lane Tukey. Hennigan delivers. Just misses outside for a ball. 2-1 the count. Hennigan delivers. Tukey swings and misses. Two balls, two strikes to count. Tukey, time called here. Now Hennigan delivers. Swinging a foul tip right into the glove of the catcher, Bowen. So one down. That'll bring up Bryce Burton. Burton struck out his first time up. And again, working quickly as is Tuttle. Here's the pitch. This is high for a ball. One ball and no strikes. 1-0. Indian Lake leading it here in the top of the fifth inning. Here's the pitch. Hennigan inside, in there for a called strike. One ball and one strike with one down here in the fifth. Hennigan delivers. Swing and a miss. Strike two. 1-2 the count to Hennigan, or to Burton. Maddox Hall on deck. Here's the windup and the pitch. Called strike three. So two strikeouts here in the inning for Hennigan.
That brings up the catcher number 2,
I believe.
Miller.
That'll be Maddox Hall up. Pitch it down low for a ball. One ball, no strikes. Hennigan, staring in, gets a sign from his catcher, Bowen. In there for a called strike two. strike one. One ball, one strike to count. Heading and working again. A foul back. One and two to count.
Hey, two strike hit. Infield, nothing over your head.
So the Lakers get a run in the fourth inning. It was an unearned run. Swing and a miss, strike three. So he strikes out the side once again, or he strikes
That's
out the side.
Hennigan makes quick work.
Seven strikeouts for Hennigan. No runs, no hits, no errors, nobody left. At the end of four and a half, it's the Lakers one and the Braves nothing. Back after this timeout, you're listening to the High School Game of the Week on the Gem City Sports Network.
A Special Wish Foundation of Dayton has a new name. It is now a Special Wish Foundation Dayton and Southwest Ohio chapter. They now serve 20 counties in Southwest Ohio and work with families whose children are being seen at Dayton Children's and Cincinnati Children's Hospitals. The organization has granted over 1,800 wishes to those children battling life-threatening illnesses. To find out how you can help make a special wish come true, log on to their website, aspecialwishdayton.org, or call them at 937-223-WISH. A Special Wish Foundation is a 501c3, and all funds stay within the local community to support local children.
To the bottom of the fifth inning we go. Zach Hennigan has seven strikeouts on the day. No walks. He's only given up one hit.
Or two hits. In the bottom of the fifth inning. That'll bring up Zach Hennigan, Daniel Webb, and Caden Rader right now.
So Hennigan will step to the plate. Hennigan grounded to the first baseman his first time up. Takes the first pitch in there for a called strike one. Tuttle delivering. Another swing and a miss. He was a little late on that one. 0-2 the count to Hennigan.
Hey, let's go 2-4. Come on, Henny.
Daniel Webb on deck.
Come on, Hen.
Go, Henny.
Come on, Hen, Rod.
There's a pitch and another swing and a miss. Strike three. So he's got total. He's up 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 strikeouts for
Tuttle. Number three, Daniel Webb.
That'll bring up Daniel Webb. Webb struck out his first time up. Takes first pitch in there for a called strike one. No balls and a strike to Webb. Playing left field today. There's a windup and a pitch. Foul back. 0-2 the count. Outfield straight away for Webb. It's a windup by Tuttle, and he delivers. Called strike three. Webb did not think this, so it looked like it was
like a base
high.
Number eight, Caden Rader.
That is the sixth strikeout for Tuttle. It's only given up one hit, and that was to Himes in the first. Rader grounded out to short his first time up. So we play here in the bottom half of the fifth. Line drive, base hit into center field. That puts the tying run on at first. That'll bring up Blake Bowen. Bowen fly to the pitcher.
Your catcher, number 27, Blake Bowen.
Blake Bowen will step into the plate as he talks to the third base coach. What? Back at it again next Tuesday. When these Braves will take on the Battle of Beavers of Beaver Creek down at Day Air Ballpark. Should be a good one. Get your tickets. Come on down to Day Air and enjoy a night of baseball downtown. Throw over to first, runner back safely. Two hits for either team. Bowen standing back in. Here's the stretch. Tuttle looks over at first and fires. in there for a called strike. 0-1 to count. Tuttle looking over at first base. Now he rocks and fires, delivers, and a ground ball foul down the third base side. 0-2 the count. So two strikeouts and a base hit this inning for the Braves. Trying to get on the board here. Throw over to first, runner back.
Let's go, B-Bone. Let's go, 2-7. Come now, Blake. Let's go, Blake. Come now.
There's a stretch by Tuttle. And he delivers. And a line drive. Base hit into right field. Stopping in at second base will be Raider. So two hits in a row for...
Line drive, base hit, Bowen.
For the Braves, runners at first and second.
Bowen advances to second.
That'll bring up Mason Reeder. Reeder grounded it to first, his first time.
Reeder at third base.
Two down, though.
Your two out hitter, designated hitter, number 13, Mason Glover.
As we're going to have a... They went to second and third. There's runners at second and third now. Let's see what happened there.
Let's go, Mason. Let's go, Mason. Let's go on three.
There's this pitch. Outside for a ball. One ball, no strike. Braves threatening. Runners in scoring position.
Let's go, Mason.
There's the pitch. In there for a called strike. One ball, one strike to Reeder.
On
three. Tuttle delivers. In the dirt. Nice block by the catcher, Lillard. Two balls and a strike. Two down here in the...
2-1 on the batter.
2-1 on the count. Two down. Here's the pitch. Slow, low, foul. Nice grab by the head coach down there for the Indian Lake in the dugout. Count stays. Two balls and two strikes. Tuttle going from the windup. Delivers. Up high for ball three. 3-2. There comes a runner in from home. He's dead. So 1-2 on the put out. And that's going to do it for the...
Runner throwing out at home.
That's got to do it for the Braves. They get no runs on two hits. There were no errors. A runner left. At the end of five complete, it's the Lakers 1 and the Braves nothing. Back after this timeout, you're listening to the High School Game of the Week on the Gem City Sports Network.
No matter the threat or where the front line may be, our armed forces protect and defend us every day. But what does it take to strengthen our service members and keep them focused on the mission? What does it take to keep our military connected to family, home, and country? It takes a force. Be a force behind the forces. Join the USO in helping service members and their families. Give today at csohio.uso.org. No matter the threat or where the front line may be, our armed forces protect and defend us every day. But what does it take to strengthen our service members and keep them focused on the mission? What does it take to keep our military connected to family, home, and country? It takes a force. Be a force behind the forces. Join the USO in helping service members and their families. Give today at csohio.uso.org.
Profiler Performance Products is an all-American manufacturer of racing cylinder heads and intake manifolds. From two-time Drag Week winner Jeff Lutz to the winningest bracket champions like Disco Dean Karn, Profiler Performance has become the overwhelming choice of drag racing's best-known name. Profiler Performance offers the absolute best bolt-on performance for cylinder heads and intake, utilizing their own in-house custom casting and CNC machining. For more information, Visit ProfilerPerformance.com or find them on Facebook. Profiler Performance, they make power they haven't even used yet.
I mean, top of the order for the Lakers here in the top half of the sixth inning. They went down 1-2-3 with strikeouts, all three strikeouts, seven strikeouts for Hennigan. Madden Lillard leading it off, takes first pitch low and outside for a ball. One ball, no strikes. He is 0-2. He slides to center and grounded to second. Here's the pitch. Swing and a miss. Strike one. One ball, one strike to count. One and one to count. Here's the pitch by Hennigan. Down low for a ball. 2-1. Braves get two hits in that.
Nice pitch.
And a 60.
Pitches in there for a called strike. Two balls and two strikes to count. Here's the pitch. Hennigan delivers it low. Ball three. 3-2 the count. 1-0 here in the top of the sixth inning from Shawnee High School. Here's the pitch. Ball four. First walk issued by Hennigan.
Have fun up there, kid.
And that will bring up Evan Manley. Manley is 0-2. He's fly to short and struck out swinging. And Hennigan sets, looks over at first base, and fires over there. Lillard does have six stolen bases on the year for Indian Lake. Here's a stretch and look over at first base. Hennigan delivers a pie for ball one. One ball and no strikes to count. Hennigan sets, looks over at first base and fires. Ground ball, third base side. Coach couldn't catch it that time. One ball, one strike to count. That's a screamer down third base. 1-1 to count. Hennigan looks over at first base. Lillard getting a good lead. Here's a pitch up high for ball two. 2-1. Nobody out here in the top half of the sixth inning. A walk to Lillard. Throw over to first. He's back safely. Supposed to get some rain sometime this afternoon. Here's the stretch and the pitch. Ball gets away. Runner goes to second on the pass ball. So Littler goes to second. Three balls and a strike to count to Evan Manley. Hennigan delivers. A pie ball four. Second walk of the inning. So that'll bring up Tyler Tidwell. Tidwell lined back to Hennigan in the first. Grounded out to short his last time up. Here's the pitch. Pitches a ball. One ball, no strikes.
That's good pitch. Good pitch.
Shawnee looking for a double play. They're in a double play depth. First baseman in on the grass at first. Here's pitch. They square around the bunt. Pitch is in there for a called strike. 1-1 to count. There's a stretch by Hennigan. Checks the runner back at second base. And Lillard delivers. And another strike. A ball and two strikes. The effort on that one. 1-2 the count. Hennigan sets. Looks back at second base. Lowered a short lead over there. He fakes a throw back to second. So here's a stretch by Hennigan. He delivers. Just misses low for ball, 2-1, or 2-2 the count. Two balls, two strikes, two on here in the top half of the sixth inning. 1-0 Lakers. Ground ball to the shortstop. Steps on back first, over to second, double play. Oh, 6-4 or 6-3. Double play. As going to third will be Lillard. And that'll bring up Dawson Finfrock. Finfrock is 1-for-2. He singled and scored the only run for the Lakers here this afternoon. Here's the pitch. This is outside for a ball. One ball, no strikes. 1-0 Lakers here in the sixth. Pitchers duel all the way. Here's the pitch. In there for a called strike one. One ball and one strike. Lakers got a run on two hits. No errors. Here's the pitch. This is low for a ball. 2-1. Shawnee, no runs on two hits. They've got an error or two errors. Here's the pitch. Ground ball foul. A screamer right past the third base coach. Two balls and two strikes with two down. Runner standing at third and Madden Lillard. There's a stretch. There's a heading and going from the windup. Here's a foul back.
Hey, walk it out to him, Blake.
Hey, Blake. Two balls and two strikes to count. As Finfrock's going to go down and talk to Coach Lillard down at first base. Don't see any dimensions here, but they do have a short fence all the way around from right center all the way to left field. And about an 8-foot high fence out in right field.
Outfield, up in the front of you. Go back up.
2-2. Here's a pop-up. Right side going over as the first baseman. And Belcher grabs it. And that's going to do it for the...
Gets underneath it in foul territory. Three outs.
That's going to do it for the Lakers here in inning number six. No runs, no hits, no errors. A runner left. And at the end of 5.5, it's the Lakers 1. And the Braves nothing. Back after this.
A Special Wish Foundation of Dayton has a new name. It is now a Special Wish Foundation Dayton and Southwest Ohio chapter. They now serve 20 counties in Southwest Ohio and work with families whose children are being seen at Dayton Children's and Cincinnati Children's Hospitals. The organization has granted over 1,800 wishes to those children battling life-threatening illnesses. To find out how you can help make a special wish come true, log on to their website, aspecialwishdayton.org, or call them at 937-223-WISH. A Special Wish Foundation is a 501c3, and all funds stay within the local community to support local children.
To the bottom of the sixth inning we go. For the Lakers, it's a run, two hits, no errors. Braves, no runs, three hits, two errors. Braves will send up Mason Reeder, Noah Belcher, and then the top of the order, Hayden Himes.
Coming up for your Braves this half inning.
Reeder, he was at the plate when
we have Mason
Reeder got hit.
Noah Belcher, and back to the top of Hayden Himes. Right now, number 13, Mason
He was Glover. At the plate when Reeder got thrown out at home, trying to steal home. Here's a pitch. Down low for a ball, one ball, no strikes. Tuttle, working quickly. Here's the pitch. Ground ball right in front of the plate. Fair ball. He's going to throw over to first. Got him. 2-3 on the putout. And that'll bring up Noah Belcher. Grounded out to second his first time up. Game is just now 1 hour old. This game is moving along very quickly. So Reeder out 2-3 on the play. Pitches in there for a called strike one.
Noah Belcher, the batter.
Here's a pitch. In there for Cold, strike two. 0-2 the count. Here's a windup and a pitch. Just misses outside for a ball. One ball and two strikes. Here's a pitch. Did he go? They said no. Two balls and two strikes the count. To Mason Reeder. Here's a pitch and a ground ball to the shortstop. Picking it up is Lillard over to first. One down, or two down. That'll bring up the top of the order and Hayden Himes. Himes
back to the top of the
one
order
for two
the
on the day. He's singled
number seven,
in
Hayden
the first
Himes.
And struck out in the fourth. Batting here in the sixth with two down. Good ball game between these two squads. There's a windup by Tuttle and a pitch in there for a called strike one. Tuttle delivers. Just misses outside for a ball. One ball and, or two balls and no strikes. Tuttle delivers once again in a pop-up coming over this way and out of play. Two balls and a strike. So we play here in the bottom half of the sixth inning. Game just taken an hour and a minute hold. Here's a pitch. Called strike three. And that's going to do it for the Lakers, or for the
batter's out.
It's going to do it for the Braves here in the sixth. No runs, no hits, no errors, nobody left at the end of
our visiting Indian Lake Lakers.
Lakers one.
Johnny Braves zero.
And the Braves nothing. Back for the seventh right after this.
No matter the threat or where the front line may be, our armed forces protect and defend us every day. But what does it take to strengthen our service members and keep them focused on the mission? What does it take to keep our military connected to family, home, and country? It takes a force. Be a force behind the forces. Join the USO in helping service members and their families. Give today at csohio.uso.org.
Profiler, Inc., your local source for custom graphics, including banners, decals, and custom apparel for your corporate, school, or personal needs. For more information, check us out on the web at www.profilerinc.com or on our Facebook page, Profiler, Inc. Hi, folks. I hope you're enjoying today's game. Back on March 14th, the Indian Lake area of Lakeview, Russell's Point, and Orchard Island was hit by a pretty bad tornado. They have plenty of supplies right now, but they still need your help financially. To donate money, go to uwlogan.org, or you can send your checks and money.
We'll get back to this after this inning. So leading it off here in the bottom of the or top of the seventh inning, it'll be Burke Lillard, Camden Tuttle,
the Lakers, number two,
and
Burke
Lane
Lillard.
Tukey. So Lillard, he is reached on an error and struck out. Takes first pitch for a ball. One ball, no strikes. 0-2 on the day for Lillard. Pitches in there for a called strike. One ball, one strike. Hennigan delivers. Misses outside for a ball. Hennigan's gone six. Giving up two hits and a run. Pitches in there for a called strike. Two balls, two strikes to count. Struck out seven as walked a couple. Down low for ball. Three and two. Three balls and two strikes to the leadoff hitter here in the seventh. Here's the pitch. Ball four. Third walk issued by Hennigan. And that will bring up
pitcher number
Camden Tuttle.
Camden Tuttle.
Tuttle reached, he had a single and an error, reached on a single and an error in the second. Flied to center his last time up. He had a bouncer over the head of Webb out in left field. And went to second. on the air by Webb. Here's a stretch by Hennigan. And the pitch. Bunt first. Back to the pitcher. Over to first. Got him. Sack bunt works.
Hennigan with the fundamental play.
So that'll bring up Lane Tukey. Tukey is 0 for 2. He struck out twice.
One out batter, first baseman, number 11, Lane Tukey.
Tukey batting left-handed. We were mentioning a kid's name wrong. It wasn't Reeder, it was Glover. For Shawnee, first pitch to Tukey is in there for a called strike. One down here in the seventh. Pitch is a high for a ball, one and one. One down here in the seventh. 1-0 is our score. Good old pitcher's battle. Hennigan looking back at second. Now he delivers. Breaking pitch stays outside for a ball.
Here we go.
Two balls and a strike. With one out here in the top half of the seventh inning. Runner at second base. Here's a foul back. Two balls and two strikes.
Two strike hitting here. No, don't drift on me.
Hennigan on the back of the mound, kind of collecting his thoughts.
Outfield, nothing in front of you. Be ready to turn it on. Attack the ball in front of you.
Hennigan sets, checks out the runner back at second base and fires. Down low, 3-1. Or 3-2 the count.
Hey, have fun up there, kid. Let's go.
What? Here's a stretch by Hennigan and delivers. Ball four. He's walked two in this inning, four in all.
You're good, Henny.
So four walks issued by Hennigan.
Hey, trust yourself.
And that is going to bring up a pinch hitter. They don't have a number 8. Number 8 is up for the.
He eliminated the DH.
So they eliminated the DH. So they're going to have a powwow out on the mound. See if I can get the name for him. So that is one to nothing is our score here in the
Lakers have eliminated the designated hitter. Number 8, Thomas Elliott will hit for himself.
Thomas Elliott will hit now. So Elliott wearing a different number. Fouls one back. Elliott batting 071 with no home runs and 3 runs batted in. There's a stretch and the pitch. Swing and a miss. Strike two. No balls and two strikes. Two down here in the. We make that one down here in the seventh inning. Runners at first and second. Burke Lillard at second. Tukey at first. Here's the pitch by Hennigan. Fly ball going out towards right. Right fielder has it. Nobody going anywhere. Two down. That'll bring up Maddox Hall. Hall 0-for-2. He struck out and flied to first. So two down here in the seventh inning.
Two out hitter.
1-0.
Number 4, second baseman Maddox Hall.
Very few hits. 5 hits all overall. Heading it delivers. Misses outside for a ball. 1 ball and no strikes. Hennigan staring back at second base and delivers. And a fly ball left side and out of play. 1-1 the count. Burke Lillard at second. Lane Tukey at first. Hennigan sets, looks back at Lillard. Now he's going to throw back there.
Okay, Yeager, good backup. Hey, Hives, good job. I do your homework.
Nice backup by the second baseman that would have gone past Hall.
Come on, defense. Let's get you out.
Ross, I mean.
Nice pitch, yep.
Pitches in there for a called strike. 1-2 the count.
1-2 on the batter.
To Hall.
Defensive hitting, infield, nothing over your head. Outfield, anything in front of you, attack, attack.
Hennigan taking his time, shaking his arm a little bit. Here's a stretch.
In.
And here's the pitch. Swing and a miss, strike three. Eight
Hennigan.
Strikeouts.
Brings the heat.
Eight strikeouts for Hennigan. And that's going to do it for the Lakers here in the seventh. They get no runs.
Last half.
On
the
no hits.
Coming up.
Two walks.
Indian Lake Lakers.
At the end
won.
Of
it,
at the end of six and a half, it's the Lakers one and the Braves nothing. Back after this timeout, this is the Gem City Sports Network.
Hi, folks. I hope you're enjoying today's game. Back on March 14th, the Indian Lake area of Lakeview, Russell's Point, and Orchard Island was hit by a pretty bad tornado. They have plenty of supplies right now, but they still need your help financially. To donate money, go to uwlogan.org, or you can send your checks and money orders to United Way Logan County, 653 South Main Street, Belle Fountain, Ohio, 43311. Thank you for your help. It's greatly appreciated.
Hi, this is Doug Brown from the Gem City Sports Network. Throughout the years, we've provided coverage of a wide range of sports, including high school baseball, football, basketball, and soccer, as well as Central State Marauders football and basketball. You do baseball also. And do you know what the best part is? It's all free. That's right, absolutely free. We sincerely appreciate you tuning in to the Gem City Sports Network, your ultimate source for local sports here in the Miami Valley.
Joey Ross will lead it off for the Braves. It's their last chance coming up. Ross has reached on the fielder's choice and struck out. So, eight strikeouts for Hennigan and seven for the Indian Lake pitcher and Tuttle. So, stepping to the plate now will be Joey Ross. Ross has struck out and reached on the fielder's choice. Was out at the front end of a double play. Here's the pitch by Tuttle and a ground ball. Third base side into left field for a base hit. Hit number four for the Braves. So that puts Ross on at first.
Joey Ross.
That'll bring up Luke Fennell. Fennell was grounded out to second and struck out. Tuttle, he has seven strikeouts and no walks. Pop up, back out of play. That is the fourth hit of the game for the Braves. But they have yet to dent a plate. Of course, they had somebody try to steal home, but it didn't work. So Tuttle sets, looks over at first base, and fires. Pop up right side. First baseman calling for it. And has it. One down. They bring up Zach Hennigan. Hennigan 0 for 2. He lined one right back to the pit. He lined one over to first.
Here, full hole.
And he struck out.
This afternoon, number 24, Zach Hennigan.
So Hennigan stepping in, trying to help himself. Trying to get his runner over to third. There's a pitch and a fly ball. Ground ball to second, over to first, two down. That'll bring up Daniel Webb.
That runs Joey Ross over to second base, two outs now.
Final hope for the inning. Braves coming up here as Webb over two. He struck out twice.
Fielder, number three, Daniel Webb.
Come on, Danny.
So two down here in the seventh inning. 1-0 is our score. There's a stretch by Tuttle, and he delivers to Webb. Swing and a miss, strike one.
Get you one, Daniel.
No balls and one strike to count to Webb. Webb, a right-hander, junior. Tuttle delivers. In there for called strike two. No balls and two strikes to count. Down to their final strike now. Webb digging in. Now Tuttle looks in. Takes heads to the stretch and delivers the 0-2. Up high for ball one. One ball and two strikes. Webb looking to get a base hit to get the run in to tie this thing up. Here's the pitch. Ball low. Runner goes over to third. A throw down there and he's safe. So Hall, or Ross, goes to third. So the tying run is 90 feet away for Daniel Webb. Two balls and two strikes to count. A Tuttle delivers. Swing and a miss, strike three, and that's going to do it for the Braves here in this one. They get no runs on a hit. No errors and a runner left on. Your final score.
This afternoon,
the Braves lose it 1-0.
Nice pitching by Zach Hennigan.
Braves get, or the Lakers, a run on.
Parents, everyone, thanks for being here. If you would, please police your area. Make sure we're not leaving any trash.
No errors. Five left for the Lakers.
And once again, if you'd like to listen to the game again,
three hits or four hits.
You'll have the game on the band later on. Once again, I'd like to thank Buzz Brown coming out and announcing the game on
the
internet
radio.
They
get two errors for the Braves.
JimCitySports.com. And parents,
they left one or
again,
two.
Again, appreciate you coming. Please drive home safe.
So, once again, the Lakers win it.
You love them because none of this happens without them.
A run, two hits, no errors. Five left. Braves, no runs, four hits, two errors, and two left. Winning pitcher is going to be Tuttle. Loser, Hennigan. And that's going to do it for us. Thank you for tuning in. We'll talk to you next week as Shawnee will take on the Battle of Beavers of Beaver Creek at 6 o'clock down at Day Air Ballpark. Thank you for tuning in. This is Doug Brown saying so long. Have a great evening. You've been listening to the High School Game of the Week. Today's game has been brought to you by Profiler Performance Products, by Profiler Inc., by a Special Wish Foundation of Dayton and Southwest Ohio, by the USO, by the Ohio High School Athletic Association, Respect the Game, and by the Gem City Sports Network, your source for local sports in the Miami Valley, the Gem City Sports Network. Join us next time for all the exciting play-by-play action of high school baseball right here on the Gem City Sports Network.